Recording. Welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable Tuesday, June 30th, 2026 at 6 p.m. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And is there any public comment? Did I not let anybody in? Everybody's in who belongs?
Press the participants down at the bottom of the screen. No, you're good.
Okay. Seeing no public comment, I'd like to make a motion so that we add to the agenda setting a meeting date to meet with STV.
It's already on the agenda.
Okay. All right.
That's 5B.
I take that back then. All right. Then we'll move on to number three, appointments and resignations. First, we have Sue Ellen Kamara. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yep.
Kamara? Yeah. Our administrative assistant is resigning, and she's going to a job in
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge, which is where her and her husband want to reside. Port New Haven, so
she, on the other side of New Haven, isn't it? Is it like,
well, it is. It's okay. It's yeah. Right up Route 8, yeah. Kind of. So, I'd like to make somebody want to make a motion to.
I will make a motion to accept their resignation of Sue Ellen Kamara.
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
Sue Ellen, thank you for your support and your service to the town.
She's on going to be on her year four at the end of this. Middle of next week, I think it is. So, thank you very much, Sue Ellen. It's been a pleasure.
Her last day is Thursday.
Yeah,
it's actually technically Friday. Her last day in the office is Thursday.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that's five. Yes, and two absent. Next is Carol Franco, looking to resign from the Senior Citizens Commission. Is there a motion?
Bryce makes a motion to accept the resignation or the lack of appointment, the resignation.
Second.
That was Tim that seconded that. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for your service, Karen. Next is Leslie Shea, Senior Citizens Commission full-time reappointment.
Can I combine items C and D into one motion?
Yep, since okay. They're the same.
I will make a motion to appoint reappoint Leslie and Cheryl as full-time members of the Senior Citizens Commission.
Little second.
One of them, Leslie, said either full or alternate.
Yeah,
they have a full on the agenda.
Okay, but she checked. Okay, she checked.
She checked sure. Either, but then we have full on.
Yeah, agenda. So I just made them.
Right now, so just.
Reappoint as full-time.
Full now.
Okay,
so good. Full-time for both.
Thank you.
Second.
Tim seconds. Any discussion? Well, I'd like to thank both of you for being reappointed. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's five yes and two absent. Next is Elizabeth Malone.
I make a motion to reappoint Elizabeth Malone as a full-time member of the Fire Commission.
Is there a second?
Bryce seconds.
Bryce, is there any discussion?
That was David and Bryce for the record.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
It's five. Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth. Next, we're on the Conservation Commission. Alan Bicknell.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Alan Bicknell as a full-time member of the Heritage Farm Commission.
Conservation.
Oh. Sorry.
I'll second that. Gwen.
That's Gwen. Is there any discussion? Thank you, Alan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's five yes, two absent. Next is Paula Lynn, Arlene Piano, for the Heritage Farm Commission.
Both, I'm going to lump Kevin Drake in there as well. So I'm going to reappoint Paula and Arlene as full time members and Kevin as a part time member.
Alternate.
Alternate.
Yep.
I'll second that. It's Gwen.
Is there any further discussion? Thank you all for taking a position. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's 5 yes, 2 absent. Next, we have David Lynn.
David Lynn, Diane DiNuzio, and Ross Lally to be reappointed as full-time members of the Inland Wetlands Commission.
Bryce seconds that.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for, that's 5 yes, 2 absent. Next is the approval of meeting minutes from June 2nd.
I make a motion to approve.
Bryce will second that motion.
Is there any further discussion? Are we looking? I take it.
I have no
questions. It looks like I was noted as voting yes on something I wasn't present for. There's a yay on page 4 of 7, item D on that page. I'm on the yay column, but I wasn't at that meeting.
Thank you for voting.
That's a good catch.
So that was number D.
Is that 60? 6 delta? It is. Yes. 6 delta.
Yes.
It should be not on that table.
Okay.
And then the other one, that's
is there any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
It's 5
no,
yes.
Actually, no, I apologize. That wasn't there.
4 yes. 1 abstention and 2 absent. Next, we'll go on to June 16th, 2026, Board of Selectmen with AP. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from June 16th.
Bryce will second that motion.
That was Tim and Bryce. Is there any discussion? I'll ask again. Is there any discussion? Sorry, Bob. I didn't see it
fast. Gwen, even though you weren't here, but on page 2 of 5 of this, these were your suggestions that were incorporated. If you want to just make sure those reflected how you had asked.
You there, Bob?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for passing those on. No. Yeah, those came out well. Thank you.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's
5 yes, aye. Bob.
Aye.
I'm abstaining.
That's 5 aye. Yes and 1 abstained and 1 absent.
Who made the motion?
Tim.
I want to make sure that wasn't the Glenn motion.
That was
number 5, new business.
That's an alignment.
Consider an act on revised town proper budget, capital budget previously acted upon.
Could you please hand me that packet?
So in front of you.
So
in front of you is a spreadsheet that outlines the detailed department changes that were made to the FY 2027 budget. So on the left-hand side, you have department, and then you have the FY 26 final budget, the original FY 27 budget request, any reductions that were made with the department heads and with Jim Rupert, and then the final FY 2027 budget, and then the dollar change and the percentage change.
This is a pretty fancy little chart. So the reductions are from this year's givebacks and such.
not give
they're
back.
Not from this year's give backs.
Oh,
so you know the finance committee.
Yeah,
which you're a part of.
Right.
Reduced our budget.
Okay. Yeah.
And these are the budget reductions that we've made in order to the reductions that were voted on by the taxpayer.
So the 273,921 was the request or the direction by the finance committee for our that
for, town,
for us to
town capital and debt.
Oh, including the capital.
Yeah, debt. There were no changes, they're included in the total.
Seems to me the capital changes were made between the original request and in the first referendum.
Yeah, right. You've already acted on those.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Okay.
So you don't have to act on those again. We're only asking that you act on the updates to the town proper budget.
So what's the motion to approve the town proper budget at that 9 million number?
The 9.4?
No, at 7383, which would be the town proper budget without...
Oh, 738, okay, yeah, I see. Right? The number you're talking about. Is that the number we're talking about?
I believe so.
Right.
Right, Tim, just the town proper budget.
Seven.
Yes, the seven.
The corrected one.
I'll make a motion to approve the town proper FY27 final budget at 7,383,598.
Is there, that was
second.
David, Tim seconded. Any further discussion?
Can we make it say as reflected in this chart?
I hesitate to do that because this chart. Just haven't had a chance to look at the numbers to make sure they're accurate compared to what was requested initially. Like, if there's any transcription errors, I don't want to set anyone in stone at
okay.
the number they didn't commit to.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's six yes and one absent. Thank you, Stephanie.
I would trust the reductions column, but I don't want to like admit to all the other numbers.
Thank you for being cautious.
Next presentation for facility study.
STB is available for your meeting on July 14th, or they're also available on July 21st at 6 p.m. I would ask them if they were available on those dates.
I think the 14th would make more sense since we already have a meeting on
that. You have a meeting that day, yes.
I agree.
So they would get here at 5?
At 6.
Or at 6.
So we would,
the meeting.
Right. We would have them do their presentation at 6 and then just do an AP after that.
So
that would be what I would
make a motion that we...
I don't make a motion
at all. All
right.
I just need
let it be on the record. The board's preference is to be on the 14th.
I need to know so that I can schedule it for. But yeah, I think we don't need to move.
Well, it's on the record now.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Next is number six. Consider an act on accounts payable.
Make a motion to approve the accounts payable at a grand total of $37,020.17.
There are two, I believe. So,
oh, are.
Yeah, I think so. So,
there are. I did the second one. Sorry.
Yeah. So, you want to do the first?
Yeah. Sorry. I will make a motion to approve both accounts payable, one at $133,284.06 and the second at $37,020.17.
Second.
Thank you.
That
second?
Yes, okay. That was me. I'm a little hoarse. That's why.
Is there any discussion?
I have one. Page 12. Only one. Yes. It has to do with the STV grant. It looks like we paid the whole bill, but we haven't seen any work product. So I'm just a little surprised that we've paid it without.
You haven't paid it yet. And John and I have seen it twice.
Okay.
You know, we've sat through it with them once. We helped them make some corrections. John sat through it with them a second time. So we've seen the draft twice.
Okay.
And you all have gotten a copy of the
demographic,
which is 100% done. It's been done for quite some time. You've all received that.
What is this for?
The facility study.
STV.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess we just have to rely on you and John to, on your judgment, to know that they have done what they said that they were going to do in their scope of services. Because I don't want to say we're going to pay you
$30,000. Okay. Fair question.
Okay. Is it the full value of the contract we're approving?
They have completed everything that they have been contacted for. You.
Okay.
Did the contract include comments from the town? Because like if that amount includes comments and we haven't had the chance to make comments yet or be able to actually look through that report, then I wouldn't approve like, hey, we're going to pay that invoice because we haven't had the chance to make comments.
I did think that they were going to have meetings with stakeholders. You know, they always
they did.
Aren't we a stakeholder? The Board of Selectmen.
They are meeting with you next.
But if we haven't.
After we pay them.
If you don't feel comfortable paying,
what are the payment milestones?
They did not have any in the contract.
Do we want to hold payment until after we meet with them in 2 weeks?
Yeah, they haven't done everything that's in their contract yet. What are the to-dos in their contract then if there's no payment milestones when they would need to do the to-dos or feel comfortable actually paying them?
The only thing they have left to do is to meet with the Board of Selectmen.
Which, how much value is that?
Well, I think it has a lot of value.
Well, I realize that, but
oh, you mean dollar?
The dollar value. I mean, they're gonna
between explain like it. The approval of the report and its current state, then that has a lot of value.
I don't know if we have the option of approving the report. Do we? I mean, that's kind of
you have the adoption. You have the privilege of adopting the report as a formal report that you want.
What if we don't like your report? Or are they missing something that we identify?
Well, then we get them to correct it.
Is there language in the contract that allows us to do that?
Not that I recall specifically.
Sounds like you've made some comments.
John and I have spent a lot of time
going
through this. And
how long ago did they submit the invoice?
It said on here May 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I held the invoice until we sat with them the second time.
So we're meeting with them in 2 weeks.
I would propose that we hold payment on the invoice until final deliverable has been.
What if we just have a retainage of 10% or something?
I mean,
or 20%.
Can we partial pay on an invoice?
They've done a lot of work without any payment, so
right. Yeah, we want to be fair maybe like well. Do that 22nd, but not the 16th. You're saying?
Sorry.
Do like pay the 22nd, but not the 16th. The 16th is a little bit over 10%.
What page?
I'm sorry. 12.
Thank you.
We may need these people in the future, so
yeah.
We don't want to anything.
No, I agree.
No, I mean I think yeah. You know, I think paying somewhere between 80% and 90% is a reasonable.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is approve paying the May 22nd invoice, but with both the May 6th or the June 16th invoice until we have a chance to talk about
it. So we get $3,500.
Do that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's
they're going to be with us
10%. If you're trying to cut it evenly at 10%, it's going to be difficult with the invoices. So
are we worried about $3,000? No, but it's our job to.
Can you do the math on it real quick?
On behalf of the town,
they're just going to potentially withhold more invoices.
So we got to change that 133,284 total.
Okay. Oh, you just so say
you have to do say that you're going to withhold that one.
Okay. So back 3386.
So all of that, my motion to be the where's the number? On the first account payment.
Page 13.
Yep, I can't put it on the 14.
14.
The $133,284.06 less. $3,386.50, which account for the STD construction facility study invoice from June 16th, 2026.
Second.
Is there any further discussion on any of the accounts payable? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's 6 yes and 1 absent. Let's see. Is this the thing? Now let's move on to
Do we need to sign anything so that?
I was just gonna
get
all Stephanie to put a correction note on her copy and send them over.
Excellent. Thank you.
Consider and act on budget transfers. And that's everything over $5,000.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget transfers in the amount of $27,000 from land use to police, and $1,600 in land use to police, and $2,700 in land use to police, as shown on this one.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
I have a I don't think I've just seen or heard the police invoice. Was that circulated?
We're holding it until this gets approved because it came in higher than we.
Yeah, well, it's the bottom line on it.
$331,000,
and we had budgeted
$300,000. It's higher because it came in higher because one of the resident officers was deployed with the military, and so who they replaced him with is at a higher
cost.
Okay, thank you.
When did they alert us of that?
So we don't have a choice in who our resident troopers are. That is not something that we get to select.
Sure, the question remains though.
When I got the bill.
Okay.
Last week or the week before.
That's what I figured. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't say
we get to give you this $30,000 at the end of the year. Yeah. And it's only been the last 2 years that we've actually gotten the bill before the end of the fiscal year. At the end. I mean, normally, it's like it used to be like August or
September. Hey, arguably, we can make more interest.
Well, that's true. August,
so. And we're safer by $30,000.
No, we haven't voted yet.
All right. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's 6 yes, 1 absent.
Do we need to go back and do the second AP for $37,000?
That was included in my original motion. Yeah. I only amended the amount in the first. Right.
Thank you.
So we still have another budget transfer for $20,000.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to transfer $20,000 from personnel services to administration to cover remaining professional services invoices for FY26.
Second.
It's Gwen. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I had to discuss. You got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the $20,000 for? But
just say me.
But then I was coughing. Well, good.
So you want a signature on these too, right? So the transfers.
Yeah, please.
We don't need a signature. We just usually check a box.
Okay.
All
right.
After we make sure Bryce's name is spelled correctly.
Thank you.
Well, we have the updated May 2026 in the top corner, which updated.
Do we have to do the 69?
Yep. I'll make a motion to transfer $6,900 from category sin and salt and gasoline in public works.
Bryce seconds that motion.
Is there any discussion?
No.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Six yes. Thank you, Bob. And 1 absent. We don't have to do the 39, correct? 55, we have to do that.
You
have to
do anything that's over 2,000.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget transfer in $3,900 from fire security to uniforms for the current year fire commission.
Bryce seconds that.
Is there any further discussion? Favor?
Aye.
6 yes, 1 absent.
I'll make a motion to transfer $5,500 from personnel services to auditing to cover FY25 audit services for VLRWPCA.
Is there a second?
Bryce seconds that.
Right. Is there any further discussion? Nope. All in favor? Aye. 6 yes, 1 absent. And the only other two was budget transfer $500 from office supplies to police the category other contract police, that's for $500. And then there's
reaping the bullets.
Yep.
Yep.
Transfer 675 from the general surplus police to the other contract police. That's for 675. And then there's one from the town clerk, $68.84 from office supplies to advertising. I'm sorry, I took a quick time on that, but it's so next on the agenda is old business. Is there any old business except for executive session? So that means at this point in time, it's now 6:27. I'm going to move everybody into.
You gotta make a motion to go into executive session.
And
since Stephanie did some work on this for you, I'm going to suggest that you consider asking her into the executive
session. So I would make a motion to go into executive session and invite the town administrator and the finance director, interim finance director, to the executive session.
Second. All in favor?
I have some just want to make sure that if there's a discussion that happens at meetings or after meetings, particularly on this topic, last time we voted to move this to this meeting, and then there was some discussion that happened after the meeting on the same topic, and as a result, Bob and I weren't able to attend because we were on Zoom. So if that discussion is going to be held, just make sure that we hold that as part of the executive session so that we can attend and be present as well.
Understood.
Good. Yeah. And I wasn't able to be there, and I appreciate the sentiment of waiting until I was here, but I wasn't privy to any of the discussion that was involved. And I would like to hear whatever was discussed that night. I hope it's repeated tonight so all of us can hear it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Bryce, are you an aye?
Keep saying.
Are you an aye?
I'm an aye.
All right.
Aye.
Dick. That's six yes.
Right, you did?
One yes. At this point, I got to figure out how to move people into the...
You don't need to... Jim Warsh left, so you don't need to invite him.
Okay, so the only... Everybody's... Nobody's in.
Awesome.
Yeah, Bob and Bob.
Pog recording.
Yeah.
It is currently recording.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm going to try to adjourn.
Bryce seconds. Haha, Tim.
All in favor?
You win.
Aye.
So superior.
That was David and Bryce for the
record. You're extremely good looking.
David,
I'm not
Bryce
attractive.
And came out as a
you're right. I'm wrong.
Could have never made a motion that quick.
7:35.
So
you're so fast.
Since you guys are going to be working on this, go ahead and take papers with you.